Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash. My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2830. And today's date is July 21st, 2022. And the title of the episode is Deep State Prepares, Acts of Violence Frame Up, Change of Batter Coming, Playbook Known. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, everything that they're doing right now, the people can see it very clearly. Remember, they thought they had the pandemic. They thought they were going to have many, many years to pull this off where people really wouldn't notice what was going on. They thought they had everything set in stone and they had nothing to worry about. But everything has been countered by Trump and the Patriots. Remember, when Trump came into the White House, what did he do? He removed us from the Paris Climate Accord. He set things in motion and he put their plan on the back burner. And now They thought they were going to have this period of time, but they don't have this period of time. Everything has been accelerated, and there is only one direction they can go, and that is fast forward. This is why you see the Fed, the other central banks, moving very quickly and raising the rates. They know that raising the rates at this point in the game, at the end of their system, is not going to control inflation. It's actually going to bring the system down. Yes, if you go back to the beginning of their system, when we were coming off the gold standard, yes, they were able to control the inflation. But what happened then? Wages moved up, so people really didn't notice what was going on. Plus, they were getting incredible interest rates on their investments. Today, it's a completely different story. We're at the end of their system, and they know they don't have that type of leverage like they had in the beginning in 1971. Because we've been on full fiat with a lot of debt for a very long time, and wages are going in the opposite direction. Inflation is moving up, and they know that, hey, we never expected this to be like this. This is why they told us it was transitory. This is why all the experts told Biden, don't worry about it, it's going to disappear. It was never going to disappear. Their entire plan has been accelerated. Plus, they added on stimulus. Because remember, not just the United States, but the rest of the countries around the world, they added stimulus to the system, which means there's a lot of currency in circulation, which means you're going to see inflation. And this is why we're seeing the central banks move very, very quickly, because they know that they're not going to be able to control inflation. So the only alternative right now is to actually bring the system down. Of course, they're going to try to blame something else. And most likely that's going to be like a cyber attack or something like that. Because if you really look at it, they keep telling us there's no recession. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Now, look what they did out in the European Central Bank. They decided to go to 50 basis points instead of 25 basis points. Why did they all of a sudden decide, hey, you know something, let's double this? Because they're following the agenda. If you notice, there is a pattern of what they're trying to do here, where they're trying to bring down the entire system. Remember, it's a controlled demolition. If it's a controlled demolition, you can do certain things. Just like a controlled demolition of a building, you know that it's not going to tip over. You know it's not going to destroy the other buildings. The same thing is going to happen as this is being brought down. The Patriots will be able to maneuver us away from what the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum is trying to do. But you can see their pattern. You can see how everything is in sync to what they're doing. And the Conservative Treehouse put this out and said, in May, the inflation rate in the U.S. increased to 8.6%. A few weeks later, the European Union measured their May inflation rate to match an exact 8.6%. In June, the U.S. inflation rate increased to 9.1%. And now we see the U.K. reporting their June inflation at 9.4%. While the individual amounts of government COVID-19 spending amid the U.S., U.K., and Europe were different, the percentage of that spending in relationship to the size of their economy was very similar. As a result, the global inflation rates contain strong parallels. None of these parallels are accidental. All of this economic turmoil is running on an identical track on a global basis because the entire Western plan was coordinated and followed. What we are seeing right now is the outcome of the Build Back Better roadmap. The global inflation is the outcome. Joe Biden is blocking domestic energy production as he follows through with the agenda of the Green New Deal. In Europe, not coincidentally demanded by Biden, a similar outcome comes from the sanctions and blocking of Russian energy resources. One could make a reasonable argument that the team behind Joe Biden specifically wanted the EU sanctions against Russia because the U.S. crew wanted to keep both industrial economies mirroring each other as the U.S. energy system was dismantled. It would make sense to avoid a spotlight on the U.S. economic collapse by forcibly pushing the EU economy into the same situation. So basically, they're trying to hold this together and it's running in parallel. The difference here is they thought they were going to control what Putin was doing in Ukraine. They thought, oh, we have it made. We're going to make him invade. We're going to place sanctions on Russia. This is going to be fantastic. But actually, the opposite is happening right now. Because now we see the BRIC nations, we see certain nations now going back to their national currency. Putin right now in Russia is backing the currency there with gold. Other countries need it for wheat purchases. Other countries need the ruble for oil purchases. And what the deep state, what the World Economic Forum tried to do is backfiring right now. And I do believe with everything that is happening, because now Putin has the leverage. Trump, the Patriots, they have the leverage. We can see that they never expected Putin to react the way he's reacting with the gas flows and everything like that. Remember, they're trying to push us into their Green New Deal. They're trying to move away from gas. They're trying to do all this, but everything has been accelerated. And this is a major problem for them, because as they cut off fossil fuels, they have nothing to replace it with. And the people see this very clearly. And the rest of the countries in the EU are not going to go along with their plan. Remember, they're calling for the EU countries to cut their gas consumption by 15%. Javier Blas put this out on Twitter and said the following: Spain, Greece, and Portugal reject the EU call for 15% cuts in natural gas consumption to help Germany. Spanish energy minister, clearly aiming at Berlin, contrary to other countries, Spain hasn't been living beyond its means in energy terms. I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see the EU countries start to split off as tension builds. This is going to be very interesting. Just like here in the United States, people are starting to realize the truth of the matter. They know that this is not just naturally occurring, that we're just seeing inflation and we're seeing high fuel costs because the economy is breaking down naturally. They know that it's Biden, and actually he's the front man. We know it's the individuals behind the scene, the puppet masters, the central bank, Soros, all the way up the chain. The people are realizing what's really going on. And the people, as they reach the precipice, as they keep pushing, the people are going to turn against these individuals. We're already seeing it out in Europe. The people there are turning against their governments. Today, here in this country, 75% of Americans with incomes between $30,000 and $100,000 say their income is falling behind inflation. How could that be? Remember, the fake news and all the experts told us that wages were going to keep up, but wages aren't. And now people are feeling it. And as people feel it, they're going to hit the precipice. As they hit the precipice, the people are going to become very angry and they're going to want accountability, especially when companies start to lay off. Look what Ford's doing right now. Ford is planning to cut up to 8,000 jobs over the next few weeks in order to boost profits ahead of their foray into the electric vehicle market. So they're going to be removing 8,000 jobs. Think about this for a second. This is just unbelievable. And as the people watch all of this play out, because remember, the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the central bank, they are not prepared to bring us into their Green New Deal. They thought this was going to be done over many, many years. They actually thought there was going to be some type of shutdown, global economic shutdown, where people would be suffering, people would die off, and it would be very easy to bring people into their plan. Or they were going to have a war. And if there's destruction and chaos, it would be pretty darn easy to bring us into what they wanted to do. They don't have any of this. This is becoming very, very difficult, and they are struggling right now. But as they're struggling, we can see the corrupt politicians, they're coming out into the spotlight. Remember what happened with Nancy Pelosi and her husband, where all of a sudden they got tips and they started to purchase or sell stocks? Well, this is coming back to haunt them. And a reporter asked Nancy Pelosi the following question: has your husband ever made a stock purchase or sale based on info received from you? Pelosi: no, absolutely not. The Pelosi recently bought shares in NVIDIA worth millions. And as soon as this was done, she just walked out of the room. She didn't want to answer any more questions. Basically, what's happening right now is the corrupt politicians, they're being exposed, and people can see this very, very clearly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we see BlackRock. They're used to breaking a lot of records. You know, oh, look how much money we earn. It's incredible. This is fantastic. But they did break another record. And this is the world's largest asset manager, remember. And this firm, they lost over a six-month period $1.7 trillion of clients' money. They just broke another record. That is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is happening out in Ukraine. And Peter Schiff points this out, and Rosie Jovin 19 put this out on Twitter, said, Peter Schiff has pointed out that Ukraine claims to have sold 7 times worth of their total gold reserves since the beginning of the war. The numbers don't add up. Make you think, is someone using Ukraine as a front to liquidate some gold? I remember going back to 2014, 2015, when there was regime change in Ukraine. In the middle of the night, these huge planes, they landed and they were picking up gold from Ukraine. Now, I wonder who's doing this. This is very interesting. And I think we all know who's doing this. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we can see that the deep state players, the private central bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire push is to bring us into the Green New Deal. And they can't do this alone. Remember, the country, the world was infiltrated, and they need other players to help them push this. And what's very interesting is that Project Veritas, they caught someone from CNN red-handed and saying, okay, our next agenda is climate change. Now, why would a news organization have an agenda where they're pushing certain things? Just take a listen to what this individual said.
Comes up, they're going to latch on to it. They've already announced inner office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate climate, like global warming, and like that's going to be our next, like, I don't know, like, what's the word? It's going to be our focus. Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
What does that look like?
So as you can see, this is not just naturally occurring where the news organizations say, oh, look, now it's global warming, climate change. This is all part of their plan. And they have an agenda. So none of this is just happening because it's happening. It's happening because they're pushing it and they need these news organizations to continually push their narrative. And now people are seeing this very clearly. And we're seeing protests around the world. We see Austrians, they're reacting to the 2030 agenda. They said, we will not silently witness the fall of Austria and this government robbery. We're seeing it with the Dutch. We're seeing it in Poland. We're seeing it in Spain. We're seeing it in Italy. And the people now are rising up because they're starting to realize what's really going on here. And what's very interesting is that the Dutch farmers, they're preparing to fight the government overreach by gaining financial freedom with Bitcoin. Now, this individual, D. Vane, said that the story of the Canadian truckers has played to large audience here and is causing a level of anxiety that is causing farmers to realize that they've got to secure their finances out of the reach of the government. And he said, I was surprised by the farmers that I've talked to that most of them have heard of Bitcoin and they're aware of it and are very much aware of the problems they are facing. And they're saying that we need to protect ourselves because we know what the governments are going to do. We know what the central banks are going to do. And these individuals, they're already ready to protect their wealth. And I do believe that people around the world in all different locations, they're going to be protecting their wealth. And it's going to spread like we've never seen before. So if farmers in the Netherlands understand what Bitcoin is and they understand what happened out in Canada, where all of a sudden they started to freeze bank accounts and they shut people down, they're realizing it, and this is why they had to backtrack very quickly, and I'm talking about in Canada, because the world saw this, and the world, and I'm talking about the people, they woke up, and they said, whoa, wait a minute, they can just do this? Because we were always told the money in the bank is your money, and if you wanted it, you can get it at any time. People are starting to learn that if the banks don't want you to have it, or the government, or the World Economic Forum, or the private central banks don't want you to have it, they can shut it down. This is infiltration from within. The farmers know, well, if they can shut it down and stop us from farming and bankrupt us in this way, we can also protect ourselves by shifting everything into Bitcoin. They won't be able to touch anything. They won't be able to access it. It will be completely untouchable. And I do believe people around the world, they're starting to notice this. And they're starting to realize this. And as things progress, and the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, the private with central bank becomes more and more desperate, you're going to see these criminals reach out and try to shut certain people down. And as they try to do this, the people are going to wake up and it's going to push them into something that they never, ever had before. Yes, they could have taken it in cash, but it's very difficult to move around if you have to move from one location to another, especially if you have a lot of cash. This way, people have the ability to fight the private Western central bank on their turf using a weapon that the central bank never wanted them to have. And this allows them to move with ease and take their funds with them. I mean, if it was in gold, yes, that'd be very, very difficult. If it was in cash, it'd be very, very difficult because if you were trying to get on a plane, on a train, they could stop you. They can confiscate it. But if it's in the ledger system, which is around the world, they can't touch it. And this is going to be very interesting moving forward. And I do believe the people of this world are starting to wake up and they're starting to realize this. And as the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank continually pushes, people are going to see more and more of what they're really trying to do. Just like you're seeing it now, it's going to actually accelerate. And as it accelerates, more and more people are going to take action. And we're already starting to see it out in the Netherlands with the farmers. They're already starting to say, you know something, we better protect ourselves. We're seeing what they're trying to do with our farms. They want us bankrupt. Next phase, they're probably going to shut down our bank accounts because we're not complying. We need to move our funds away so they can't touch it. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this. Like I said from the very beginning, the people, in the end, they're going to make the final decision of where the economic system goes. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, it seems that they are now sending signals, letting everyone know that they're prepared to move forward with their agenda. Think about what has been happening and think about what they are losing. Because Durham right now, he's getting prepared and ready to go after Danchenko in October. We have a case against Twitter coming up in October. Now we're getting information about Weiss and information coming out about Hunter Biden, and there are probably going to be indictments unsealed. When is the time frame of this going to happen? I'm pretty sure it's going to be very close to October. Then think about the case that the Supreme Court is ready to rule on in regards to the legislators making up the laws for elections. When are they visiting that? That is in October. So what are the deep state players seeing? What do they understand? That they will be shut down in November. They won't be able to cheat like they've been cheating right now. And they understand this and they realize what's going on, that they're losing their grasp. So what are they going to do? Well, number one, they realize that they need to reintroduce the plan that they had back in 2020. They were expecting to use something much, much deadlier, but I do believe out in Ukraine, Putin, the Patriots, they shut them down, so they don't have that. So now they're relying on this variant of COVID. They're relying on monkeypox. They're relying on Marburg virus, and they're trying to play this up, but it's not working. But what is their end goal here? Well, they know they're going to have to intimidate people during the elections. They don't want people monitoring the drop boxes wherever they're going to have them. They don't want people to go vote. So they're going to have to use intimidation tactics. But the problem is they don't want people to see their foot soldiers' faces. They want those faces covered. So they're going to need masks. And if you notice, all of a sudden we have New York, California, and many other places. They're pushing masks indoors, which means they're going to end up saying that you need to wear masks all the time. And this is all part of their agenda. And then we've come to learn that Joe Biden, even though he was vaccinated, he got the death jab, he got the booster and another booster, and he has COVID. Now, this is very interesting because if you look at the agenda, you can see how this is playing out. And they're getting prepared for what? They're getting prepared for midterms. But are the Patriots, are they prepared for what's happening? Yes, they know the playbook. They're also preparing October surprises. They're being prepped and warmed. Now, think about what happened in the 2020 election. The Hunter Biden laptop story came out. We had the fake news, corrupt politicians, intelligence idiots all out there telling us that it's Russian disinformation. We know that's not true, actually. We know that this was his laptop. All the evidence and everything is now a fact that it is his laptop. Think about what's going to happen during the midterms. I do believe we're going to see a boomerang here because remember, during that period of time, they held that back. They pretended that, oh no, this is not really Hunter's laptop. Now we have an individual investigating Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and the rest. And this individual is prepared and ready to release certain information. Is that a boomerang? I do believe so. Now think about what else they're doing. Before we get to the midterms, they need to remove Biden. And if you notice, they've been playing a lot of his illness up. He mentioned cancer, and then he mentioned COVID, and then we got messages being sent back and forth. And this is showing everyone that they're prepared and ready to have a change of batter. We're going to be talking all about this a little bit later in the report, but first, let's talk about what we're finding out about the squad. Think about the arrest with AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the rest, how it was all staged. They prepared for this. Now we're finding out some information about Representative Rashida Tlaib. Adam Milstein put this out and said the following. Bombshell report, two men who held key positions at the nonprofit groups that were found liable in a Hamas terror financing scheme helped organize campaign fundraising events for Representative Rashida Tlaib in 2018. If you notice, a lot of information is starting to pour out right now about these individuals, and I do believe we're going to see a lot more. Remember, it was infiltration from within, and we know what these people are all about, what they're trying to cover up. This is why they've been pushing pedophilia. This is why they're trying to normalize everything, and they're trying to cover up what they've been doing for a very, very long time. I remember Trump during the 2020 pandemic press conference when he said that human trafficking, child trafficking, it's very ancient. But it still exists, and it exists on the internet. I do believe we're going to see a lot of information pour out. We're already starting to see a lot of information pour out. And coming from the Post-Millennial, they put up an article saying over 180 educators, they face charges for child sex crimes so far in 2022. 180. So in total, there were four principals, 153 teachers, 12 teacher aides, and 12 substitute teachers. Think about that for a second. Think about how many people they're allowing near our children. Shouldn't we be doing background checks on them? Shouldn't we be looking at their social media accounts? Instead, what are they doing? They're looking at people's social media accounts for gun purchases, which is a right of the people. It's absolutely amazing. But you could see what is happening right now. They're really panicking because all this information has started to pour out. Instead of groomers, we're calling them predators. And if you notice, they're starting to ban the word groomer all over the place because they're panicking right now because people are catching on to what their true agenda is. And this is all going to fall apart in the end. Yes, everything is now coming together. All the pieces now are starting to move together, and these people are now panicking, especially the Bidens. Right now, the federal probe into Hunter Biden has reached a critical juncture, and investigators are weighing possible charges. Now, this is very interesting because we know that there's been an investigation going on since 2018. We know that there's been drip, 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 and we've been seeing a lot of information about Hunter Biden, about how he uses drugs, he weighs drugs, how he has prostitutes. But this isn't the big news. Yes, he's a screw up. But the big news is that him, his father, and Joe Biden's brother, they were all involved with foreign countries laundering money and making a lot of money off we the people. And David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, is leading the probe. And then, remember, this goes all the way back to 2018. So what happens when it is revealed that everything that they projected onto Trump turns out that it was actually Biden doing all of this? And not just Biden, but many others who were involved in this. Remember, it's a criminal syndicate. That's what's being exposed right now. So Durham is pushing his cases against Hillary Clinton, Obama, Mueller. Yes, Mueller. Remember Mueller, who was investigating Trump? Well, Durham is investigating Mueller. Isn't that interesting? And Weiss is pushing against Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. So how do you think this is going to play out in the end? And when do you think all of this information is going to be coming out? Remember, Trump's not running for office. This has nothing to do with him. And I see a boomerang coming like we've never seen before. Whatever they did to Trump, it's coming back to hit them 10 times harder. Just like with them allowing the illegals to come into this country. Think about what certain governors are doing. They're busing them into D.C., and the D.C. mayor now is complaining. Remember going back in time when the new mayor of New York, Adams, or actually if we go before him, de Blasio, said, oh, yes, the illegals can come in. We want illegals. We want illegals. And they're bringing all the illegals in. Well, now it seems to be turning out to be a problem. Remember, when Trump was president, the city was adorned with virtue signaling, immigrants, refugees, welcome signs. Not so much anymore. Mayor Adams came out and said the influx of illegal aliens is a real burden on New York City resources. Oh, what's wrong? They don't like this anymore? What did they think was going to happen? When you bring in millions and millions of people and they're not a citizen of this country, they're not actually working, and you're using the people's money to pay for them, their health insurance, pay for where they live, pay for their phone and everything else. What did they think was going to happen? Actually, let's just flash back a little bit in time here. Remember when Mayor Adams said the following? We should protect our immigrants, period. Yes, New York City will remain a sanctuary city under an Adams administration. Now he's complaining that our food shelter, our public schooling, it's a real burden. We don't have the money to pay for this. Remember, these are the same people that said, let's defund the police. These are the same people that said, hey, you know something? Let's give all these people health insurance. Anyone that comes into the country illegally, let's just give them health insurance. The people will pay for it. Well, they're running out of funds. They have no more money. And the Biden administration, they're sending their money to Ukraine for their problems, to protect their system over there. This is completely falling apart on them, and the American people can see this very, very clearly. And every agenda they push and everything that they try to do, it's turning out to be completely unconstitutional. And they don't really care what the Supreme Court says. And this shows people the truth, that they don't care about the rule of law. They don't care about the Constitution. They just don't care. They're going to do whatever they have to do because why? This is called desperation. When you don't follow the Supreme Court rulings, when you don't follow the Constitution, the rule of law, it shows you that you're at a point. I'm talking about the deep state players. They're at a point where they don't care anymore because they need to push their agenda. They don't care if people notice. They don't care because this is desperation. That you're seeing the deep state struggle right now. They're panicking like we've never seen before. I mean, let's think about the Second Amendment. They're trying to remove the weapons from the people, and the people now are really seeing this very, very clearly. And their argument right now and the law that they passed, which is really not a law because it's a violation of the Constitution, of our rights. Actually, the Supreme Court is going to rule this down. But remember how they play the game. They knew that the Supreme Court, they were going on vacation. They knew they would have this time, the summer, to do what they needed to do. And when the Supreme Court comes back, they're going to say, yeah, everything that you did is completely unconstitutional. Or you're going to have the new Congress completely reverse that law if the Supreme Court, you know, takes time to review that case. But think about what the administration is trying to do right now. Biden, he put this out, and it's not really him. Someone else is typing for him. It says, how many more mass shootings do we need to see where the shooter is 17, 18 years old and able to get their hands on a weapon to go on a killing spree? The Safer Communities Act requires young people under 21 to undergo enhanced background checks before purchasing a gun, which means they're not just going to check to see if the person's a criminal. They're going to have a psychological evaluation, check the social media and say, you know, something, we determine you cannot have a weapon. Now, think about this. These are the same people that are saying, hey, this child who's 7 or 8 or 12 or 14 or 16, they have enough mental capacity to alter their bodies and castrate themselves. I mean, really think about this. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. This is actually what they're trying to say. So this doesn't even make sense. And I think people are seeing this very, very clearly. And people are starting to realize that these people are actually crazy in the head because they don't make any sense anymore in what they say. Oh, a child can make a decision if they're a boy or a girl, but they don't even know what their favorite color is. A child or a teenager can make a decision on an operation to castrate themselves, but they can't make a logical decision to purchase a weapon. They can't make a logical decision to maybe buy a drink, but they can go to war. That's interesting. Think about what they're saying right now. Everything that they're saying doesn't make sense. And people are realizing this now, and this is going to be their downfall, and it's getting worse and worse for them as time goes on. Now, what's very interesting is we can see out around the world, we can see a lot of the leaders, they are resigning, people are protesting, and yes, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, even though they have their criminal syndicate leaders resign, they're still trying to maintain control, but this is becoming more and more difficult as time goes on. Out in Italy, we see the president, he has dissolved the parliament per decree, and they're ready for a snap election. The same thing with the UK, they're looking to bring someone else in. In Sri Lanka, we know the people, because they were suffering, because, hey, they couldn't make ends meet, they couldn't buy food, they couldn't buy fuel, inflation is out of control. So the people chased their president out of the country. And now, the MPs in the same corrupt government decided, hey, this is the person we're going to bring in. And this person that they're bringing in as the new president made it clear he would not tolerate those he perceived to be stirring up violence. You know what the people are now doing? They're now protesting this new individual. This individual, in the end, most likely will be run out of town. Just like the last one, because all they're doing is replacing one corrupt individual with another. And we'll have to see how this plays out. Why didn't they leave it to a vote for the people? Why did they choose? It might be part of their law, but after what we just saw, I think there should have been candidates running and the people should have a choice in the matter. And we shouldn't have the same corrupt individuals just picking who they want. This is very interesting. We'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Trump warned us about this a long time ago. Remember Huawei, where he enacted certain executive orders? Well, it seems that they're now investigating the Chinese telecom equipment maker Huawei over concerns that the U.S. cell towers fitted with its gear could capture sensitive information from the military bases and missile silos that the company could then transmit to China. Wow, do you really think that's happening? Of course it is. Why do you think they put him near these areas? How were they able to access all this? I wonder who gave them the access. I wonder if it was a person who set up a server unsecured in their home and allowed the Chinese to access it anytime they wanted. I do believe that's probably what happened. And yes, there's other people that are selling secrets. But what's very interesting about all this, remember Trump, he created broad new powers. And the agency could ban all U.S. transactions with Huawei, demanding U.S. telecoms carriers that still rely on its gear quickly remove it or face fines and other penalties. So I wonder if Trump back then, I wonder if he knew something about this. Of course he did. He knew exactly what they were doing. This is why he put this in place. This is why he put a lot of executive orders in place. Yes, some of them were used or are being used for devolution. But he knew exactly what the deep state players were doing. He knew that we were infiltrated by foreign countries, and he put certain things into place to protect America. So let's see how this plays out, because I do believe they're going to have to do something as the evidence pours out. And once again, the optics are pretty darn good. It's not Trump doing it. It's going to be under the Biden administration following what Trump put into place. Very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we've come to find out that all these anti-depression medication, they might not be working to stop people from being depressed. A new study came out, and it says that serotonin levels, low serotonin levels, has nothing to do with depression. So these studies, they're casting doubt over widespread use of potent drug designed to treat chemical imbalance in the brain. So experts reviewed 17 analyses of serotonin and its relationship to depression. They said they found no evidence of a link, casting doubt on antidepressant use. Other experts say the drug works even if low serotonin doesn't cause depression. So it's very interesting that going back to what, the 60s, the 70s, a lot of these drugs started to come out. Antidepressants like Prozac and many others. And they've been using this on we the people for a very long time. And we know that they like to keep the population drugged up, the population dazed. And actually those people that have been taking these drugs, some of these individuals, they can control. They can control innocence. And I wonder, is this how a lot of this all started, especially with mass shooting and certain people hearing voices, people saying, yes, there were voices telling me to do something. Was this all part of their plan? And we know that just like with COVID and the death jab, these death jabs don't do anything. They don't help with COVID. They actually do the opposite. Now, that is very interesting when you start to look at the entire pharmaceutical industry. Have they been doing anything in the past many, many years to actually help we the people? Or is everything that they've been doing to hurt we the people? Because if you really think about it, what was the last drug they created to actually cure something? Think about that for a second. Or did they just keep rebranding the same thing over and over and over, saying, oh, you can use it for this, oh, you can use it for that. But did they actually ever cure anything? And I do believe there's a post in one of the Q posts saying that they haven't cured anything. It's to keep people sick for a long period of time. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, remember all the school mask mandates and the CDC came out and they said, we have these studies and yes, we need the masks in school. Well, it turns out that these were authored by LA County bureaucrats, including the daughter of the county's public health director, Barbara Ferreira. So Barbara Ferreira and Caitlin Barnes, they authored this policy, this study. And they're not medical doctors. Barnes doesn't even have a scientific background or a PhD in any field. Her professional background is a combination of her parents' professions. Kenneth Barnes has a long career in urban planning and community organizing. And despite the fact that she has no prior experience in conducting any public health research, she got right to work on the study, which was a joint effort between LACOE and Ferrer's department. And this is what the CDC has been following. Has this been peer-reviewed? Has it been proven that masks work? No, it has not. And this is the study that they've been following this entire time. This tells you everything you need to know. This is politically driven. This is not science-based whatsoever. Just like with what's going on now with the death jab, they're trying to explain away why everyone is suddenly passing away, why people are having heart attacks. And the articles that are coming out, and this is coming from QTime Network, are very, very interesting. This is coming from The Express. Blood clots, heat can cause blood to turn sticky, warns experts. Climate changes, adverse effects on health starts in the womb. And they're blaming everything. I mean, there's a lot more. Sleeping in certain positions may increase the risk of deep vein thrombosis, heart attacks, and strokes, according to experts. Sleep is now one of the risk factors for heart diseases and heart attacks. This is just absolutely ridiculous. There's no basis in any of this. There's no peer-reviewed documentation. These are cover-up articles covering up what the death jab causes, and they're trying to blame everything else but the death jab. But this isn't going to work. The people aren't stupid, because all you have to do is go, hey, wait, we have two control groups, right? We have the people that got the death jab and the people that are unvaccinated. How come this is only happening to those people that got the death jab? How come it's not happening to the unvaccinated? And then people go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe we should look into this. Maybe we should have a peer-reviewed study. And once the peer-reviewed study comes out, it shows that, oh, look, it's only the vaccinated, only the death jab people. This is where it all completely falls apart. This is all propaganda that they're pushing out there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we mentioned this before, that Eric Schmidt, the attorney, he is going after the big tech companies. And we come to find out that Anthony Fauci is included in all of this. Fauci was told in the request to identify every worker in his agency who has or is communicating with a social media platform regarding content modulation or misinformation, to identify all such communications he had and to identify all meetings he had on the matter with social media platforms. So now Fauci is being brought into the picture. Was he in communication with Twitter? Was he in communication with Facebook? Was he in communication with any of these organizations to point out the people who are giving misinformation? When they really weren't giving out misinformation, they just countered what he was saying, what their agenda was. This is going to be very, very interesting as this progresses, because this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And yes, there are many other people that also are involved in this. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary. We have Nina Jankowicz and many others that are all being called into this. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, because I do believe a lot of these people have been talking to these social media platforms. Now, what's very interesting, remember when Trump said, hey, we're stopping the funding with the WHO. We're no longer taking direction from the WHO. Well, now it seems that Putin is doing the same exact thing. It seems that Trump, Putin, they're on the same page. I wonder if Xi's going to be joining in soon, and Modi. I do believe so. And Bolsonaro, I think he's already on that page. But we see that all these different leaders, they're all starting to push against the deep state players. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this as time goes on, just like we're seeing a lot come out from the Unselect Committee. And what's very interesting is that this whole Unselect Committee, it is going absolutely nowhere. You know it's propaganda when they continually dangle the carrot and they tell you, oh, by the way, the next day we're going to have great information. Oh, by the next day we're going to have great witnesses. If they actually had something, if they actually had real information and real damaging information on Trump, they would have just produced it. They wouldn't dangle the carrot like Adam Schiff did with impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the Russia collusion. They wouldn't dangle the carrot and saying, don't worry, yes, we still have information. Yes, we have evidence, hard evidence, which means they're continually looking for the hard evidence and they're trying to tell people that they have it and they're looking for it, but they can never find it. And what they're doing now is it's completely falling apart. During the hearings, Adam Kinzinger said the following. What was he doing while the Capitol was under siege? See for yourself. Donald Trump is a disgrace to America. Actually, Trump, he doesn't handle the security, does he? Who handles the security of the Capitol? Oh, that's Nancy Pelosi. What was Nancy Pelosi doing? What was the mayor of D.C. doing? Why didn't they take the National Guard troops? They heard that there was going to be a lot of people there. That's interesting. But Julie Kelly responded to Kissinger and said the following. Will Adam Kissinger explain why he brought a gun to work on January 6th and told his staff not to come into the office? Will Liz Cheney explain why she brought a retired Secret Service agent to the Capitol on January 6th? What were they told? Did they get information that things were going to go down? Were they part of it? That is very interesting. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following. Why aren't the unselects asking Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. to testify as to why they turned down my recommendation on January 3rd of 10,000 to 20,000 troops to stand guard at the Capitol building on January 6th? Had they followed this recommendation, there'd be no problem on January 6th. They must testify. Actually, we need to see their text messages. We need to see their emails and their phone conversations to understand why they weren't protecting the Capitol. That was their job. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. And shouldn't they be protecting it from Antifa, BLM? Shouldn't they be searching for the pipe bomber? Instead, they were all coordinating with these people and the FBI and the Capitol Police. And this is why they don't want to touch this, because they know if anyone took a look at their text messages, if anyone took a look at their emails, their entire plan, which was a cover up of the real insurrection on November 3rd, would go down the drain. They're panicking right now because Trump and the people keep asking the same question. Who was in charge of security? Why did you turn down what Trump wanted to give you? It doesn't make sense unless you planned it, unless you wanted this to happen. And now people are starting to see this. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that Carrie Lake, she is running for governor in Arizona, and we know they do not want her because she's going to get to the bottom of what happened in 2020. She's going to change Arizona. And what's very interesting is that Twitter decided to lock her account. And she put this out on Telegram, and it says the following. We must be right over the target. The rhinos, the media, the left, and big tech, they're all trying to bring down our movement. And she's absolutely right. They're trying to quiet her. Now, can they stop her from speaking? Can they shut her up? No, they've tried many, many times. The censoring is no longer going to work. The deep state players, they realize this. They understand that the censoring isn't going to do what they want it to do. This is why they're going to be moving into communication blackout, chaos, and things like that. And they see that the election fraud evidence is continually pouring out. Actually, True the Vote, they posted a video on their Truth Social page of a suspicious behavior outside the Philadelphia arena where election workers were allowed to carry in backpacks, suitcases, and bags into the Philadelphia Convention Center following the election. Now, think about that. Trump, he was ahead nearly 800,000 votes on election night. And these people were walking in with bags, suitcases. What was in them? Nobody checked them? That's very suspicious right now. And this is on video. This whole thing is completely falling apart. And the other thing that's very interesting is, remember during the counting of the votes when we had January 6th and they came back later and all of a sudden Pence went ahead and said, okay, let's just certify the elections. Let's count the votes. And Trump was out there saying, no, you must make sure that these votes are on the up and up. And the fake news, the corrupt politicians saying that's not the job of the vice president. He doesn't have that authority. But why are they now trying to change it where the vice president doesn't have that authority? Because if they were saying he doesn't have the authority from the very beginning, why are they trying to create some type of law that says that he doesn't have the authority. It doesn't make sense. There's something not right here. And actually, Trump on True Social, he put this out and said, so the Democrats, rhinos, and almost all others said that Mike Pence or any VP had absolutely no right to do anything but send the votes to the old broken crow Mitch McConnell, even if they were fraudulent, corrupt, or highly irregular. The VP was merely a human conveyor belt and can do nothing. But now the Dems and rhinos are working to pass a bill that stops the VP from doing what he was not allowed, according to them, to do. It was all a big lie. Should have sent back to states. Now, it seems that everything that happened during this period of time, it seems that it's trapping the deep state players, the corrupt politicians, because out of one side of their mouth, they're saying that the vice president doesn't have this power. The other side of their mouth, they're saying we must stop the vice president from having this power. So it seems they're pretty much trapped in all of this. And it's not making sense. The other thing that's not making sense is what's happening with Biden. And I do believe this is all part of the deep state plan. I think there's many different agendas associated with this. Now, he was giving a speech about climate change, and he mentioned that he had cancer. And of course, the White House came out and said, oh, yes, he had cancerous things removed. They're trying to explain why he said this. But what's very interesting about this is that back in April, he told the same exact story word for word, but instead of cancer, he said asthma. And this time, many months later, he used the same story and said cancer. Take a listen.
When I went to a small little school that was about a mile from the apartment complex we lived in, and a little school called Holy Rosary. And you couldn't walk to school because although it was a four-lane access highway, it was just too dangerous to cross some of the streets. And my mother would get in the, and when it came spring, I mean, it came the fall, this is the God's truth. And you'd get in the car, and there's a little frost on the window, turn on the windshield wiper, there'd be an oil slick. Not a joke. I have asthma, and 80% of the people who, in fact, we grew up with have asthma. I just, an apartment complex, and we moved to Delaware, and just up the road, a little school I went to, Holy Rosary Grade School. And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
So what the White House is saying right now really doesn't make that much sense. But you have to understand what their plan is here. Their plan, and I do believe it's Joe Biden's plan, he knows there's an investigation going on. He knows there's Durham going after Hillary Clinton, Obama, and yes, him. He knows that Weiss has Hunter Biden's laptop. He knows that he's going to be indicted one way or another. Maybe after his presidency. I don't think he could do it. I don't think they can indict him while he's president. But he knows that this is coming. And I do believe that this is all part of his agenda. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that as soon as he said this, that he has cancer, all of a sudden, he now has COVID. Remember, he was fully vaccinated, double boosted, and now he's vaccinated. So in July of 2021, Biden said that it was impossible to get COVID if you get the vaccine. Take a listen.
Okay, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
So that guarantee from Biden was significant. After that statement, there was a multi-pronged effort to scapegoat the continuation of the pandemic on the unvaccinated. But now we've come to find out from many peer-reviewed studies that it is the vaccinated that are now spreading COVID. So this is very interesting because what he said back then was a lie to the American people. And now it's turning on them. But the question is, what is the true agenda with all of this? And there are multiple agendas with this, and we're going to be getting to that in just a sec. But before we get to that, the White House press secretary was taking questions. And she was asked, you know, where did Biden get COVID? Where was he infected? Can you tell us? And they're actually telling everyone that it makes no difference where he got infected. It's not that big of a deal. Well, let's go back in time a little bit. Remember when Trump said he had COVID? when he tested positive, the New York Times and the Washington Post, they dedicated entire investigative pieces to tracking Trump's every move prior to being infected. Why aren't they doing the same with Biden? Who's he been in contact with? How many people did he infect? I mean, we all know this is a bunch of BS, but think about this for a sec. It's all falling apart on them. But what was the reason for Biden to get COVID? I do believe the first agenda was to begin that process of having a change of batter. This was the beginning of the process because now he has COVID. People realize that he doesn't make sense when he speaks. We know that he's being investigated. He already told us that he would like to abort the presidency when he was supposed to really say abort pregnancy. I do believe he gave the signal back then that it's time for the change of batter. And I do believe this is all part of this agenda. Now, the other part of the agenda is we know that they're struggling with the midterms. We know that there's a red wave coming. Scavino told us that the tide is now turning. They realize that the Supreme Court, and this is why they're freaking out, the Supreme Court is going to hear the case in October. A lot of things happening in October. I do believe October surprises are being prepped and warmed. And they need to start chaos. They need to intimidate voters at certain drop boxes, certain voters that are going in. They want to keep voters away because they know that if they allow everyone to vote, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. So we know that the CDC and all the other corrupt politicians and the fake news, they're going to be pushing masks, masks everywhere. Look, the president got it. We need masks. This is the only way it's going to protect you. And the CDC, they already started. You know, if you're in a high risk area, a large swath of the nation is in high risk areas. They recommend wearing a mask indoors. We're seeing a lot of states to start to do this. And I do believe this is part of the agenda. Now, the other part of the agenda is they know that when the midterms happen, the red wave is going to change everything. They won't have the upper hand. So everything that they need to do has to happen before the midterms. And what's very interesting is as soon as Biden signaled where he said abort the pregnancy, where he had this gaffe of saying that he had cancer using the same exact story as asthma, then all of a sudden he had COVID. All of a sudden, Hillary Clinton, she tweeted out, "On the Move 1992 shows a throwback picture of when Bill Clinton and her were campaigning. And in her hand, she's holding a piece of paper and it looks like it's a bat." So when you start to put everything together, she's campaigning, she's holding what looks like a bat. Is it the change of batter? If we go back to post 4014, this is April 30th, 2020, it says the following: COVID-19 concern or strategic for last minute change? Change of batter coming. Why was she saved from officially announcing? Why was she reserved for last minute change? How do you attempt to sneak one in? And I do believe that this is happening. Now, does this mean it's going to be her or does it mean it's going to be someone else? Because at the same moment, all of a sudden, Michelle Obama came out and put out a video. Now, this is very interesting how all this is happening at the same exact time. So this tells us that something is about to happen. And I do believe it has to happen before the midterms. Now, remember, in the month of August, the month of August is traditionally hot. Congress goes on vacation and the deep state likes to play. So are we going to see something happen in the month of August? Is something going to happen to Biden? Maybe, maybe not. We're going to have to see how this plays out. But I do believe if something's going to happen, I do believe it's going to have to happen within that time frame. And we'll have to see how this plays out. Now, I want to go back to post 4612. This is July 22nd, 2020. And there's a meme. Actually, there's a post from 4093. In that, there's a meme. There's Trump sitting down pointing a finger. It says, "In reality, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way." Down below, it says the following: "Many thousands of MSDNC direct attacks have failed to control the reach, sway opinion, and prevent growth, free thought. When direct attacks, use of inserts, cutouts fail, censorship banned, deployed as aggressive method to slow, limit growth." That's exactly what we've been seeing. So the people have been waking up, the people have thinking freely, thinking logically, and the deep state players don't like this, so they implemented censorship and they deployed all of this. When this doesn't work, and remember, this was to slow and limit growth. When this doesn't work, what do they do? Well, in this post, it says next, more act of violence frame-ups. controlled information dissemination system designed to control you is threatened. If you pose no threat, reach and topics to their control information dominance, they would not continue to expend ammunition. They would not care. Number two, attack topic. Number one, POTUS. All for a conspiracy, information warfare, infiltration, not invasion. So basically, their censorship to slow growth, to limit growth, is not working. And this is why I do believe that censorship is not the direction they're heading in anymore. Yes, they're going to censor people a little bit here and there, but to do mass censorship, it's not going to work. They know this. The next up is violence, chaos, and communication blackout. And I do believe that's where we're all headed right now. And what the deep state is doing right now is they're preparing for all of this. And you can see from their actions and what they're doing, this is exactly what stage we're at. And I do believe that the Patriots, we've known this for a very long time, but they were going to do this. The playbook is known. And is this going to work for them? No, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. But remember, the mapping of Antifa has been started a long time ago. They've been tracking these individuals. They know where they are, how they operate, who they report to. And as they push this out, and I do believe they want this to happen because you need to catch them in the act with all the evidence that they have and the evidence that they have now. Remember, FISA works both ways. I do believe this is going to be a roundup of all these individuals, and they want the communication, once again, of those people at the top communicating with these people. And I do believe they have it from the past, and they're just building and building on this case. And the playbook is completely known. This is the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen. And actually, it's taking down the deep state one step at a time. Think about everything that is on deck right now. Durham, Weiss, we already got information that things are going to happen. We have the Supreme Court ruling on the legislators that have to do with making the laws of the election. We have the case with Twitter. We have the other case that's happening with Twitter, Fauci, and the others. Everything now is happening at the same exact time. And I do believe as all this happens and all this comes together, we're going to see a lot of interesting information being dripped out leading up to October, and we're going to see a dump of certain information, which is going to shake the country. And I do believe this is going to push what is going to happen in the midterms over the edge. I mean, the wave is going to be so big, the deep state players, the cheaters, won't even be able to stop it because there'll just be too many of us. Remember what they did in the 2020 election. They held back the important information about the Hunter Biden laptop. They held all of that back. I do believe we're going to see a boomerang of all that in October against the deep state players. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And once we have the Patriots in power, everything will change. I do believe that is the beginning of the storm. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee.